I love watching the bread dough rise from the yeast. It makes a huge difference in the bread.
That's right. Without yeast, bread turns out flat, kind of like a cracker. Are you like fluffy bread or are you like a stale old cracker? I'm Zach with Keys for Kids. What's the difference between bread and crackers? Well, it's yeast. See, yeast is a single-celled organism that when you put it into bread, it makes it soft and yummy and not flat and crunchy. Jesus said that's how the gospel is too. Listen to Matthew 13:33. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Well, let's learn more about dough and yeast in our story today. It's called Rising Dough. I'm ready to make bread, said Katie as she slipped on her apron. Mom pulled the flour down off the top shelf, then grabbed sugar, a package of yeast, and salt. We need eggs, butter, and milk. Katie carried the items from the fridge to the kitchen table where Mom had already set out a mixing bowl, measuring cups, and an electric mixer. After measuring flour into the bowl, Katie opened the package of yeast and sprinkled them over the flour. Yeast looks like tiny seeds, she observed. Yeast is a single-celled microorganism, a type of fungus, Mom explained as she stirred the pot of milk, sugar, butter, and salt on the stove. Mom taught science. She knew that kind of stuff. When the liquid was at the right temperature, they added it to the flour along with eggs and beat it all with the mixer. Then they added more flour, blending it until it was too thick to stir. Next came the part Katie loved best, kneading. Sinking her hands into the gooey dough, she pushed it this way and that, pressing and folding until it was smooth and a little stretchy. Then she put the dough into a greased bowl and covered it with a towel. Mom and Katie played a card game at the kitchen table while they waited for the bread to rise. Do you remember what Pastor Turner said on Sunday? Mom asked Katie. He said the gospel, the good news that Jesus came to save us and bring us into God's kingdom, is like yeast. Mom nodded. When people tell others about Jesus and let his love be seen in their lives, the good news spreads like yeast does throughout the dough, changing people's hearts. Before long, you can see a change in how people in the community treat one another. Speaking of changes, Katie took the towel off the bowl of dough. Look! The dough had doubled in size. Katie punched it to release air, shaped the dough into loaves, let it rise again, and baked it. Mmm, said Katie as she bit into a buttered slice. Perfect! Mom smiled. Just like the world will be when everyone hears the good news and Jesus returns. So, how about you? Do you ever think about how little things like asking a friend to go to church with you can make a big change? A little yeast causes dough to double and triple in size. A little seed can grow into a huge tree. A little conversation about Jesus can change a person's life. Share the good news of Jesus with others and watch as he changes people's hearts and makes his kingdom grow. Our key verse from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 33.
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough.
And our key thought for today, tell others about Jesus. Hey, do you love to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day? How have they helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how Keys for Kids has impacted your walk with Him. Maybe a story encouraged you or taught you something new about God. Ask your parents' permission and send me a voice message. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic and tell me your story. That's keysforkids.net and tap open mic. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.